I'm Lucy Barkas, and this is the Leader X podcast. Hey there, it's Lucy Barkas, and I'm back for another reflections episode. And this time, I wanted to really reflect on leadership, authenticity, and I guess it's so many benefits. Now, in my conversation with Jonathan Hemus, we talked about crisis management. Now, he's the expert in this field, and we talked about the best practice of rehearsing and walking through crises. So when they happen, you just, you know, get into action. You have the process locked in your mind, a bit like doing those fire drills. Now, one of the tools or skills that he mentioned that completely threw me off course was authenticity. I wasn't expecting that. I'm glad he mentioned it, but I just wasn't expecting it. So why? Well, I guess I thought it was so obvious on many levels. One of the first books that I ever read on leadership some 25 years ago was called The Authentic Leader. It changed me straight away. It taught me that actually being vulnerable, being honest, connecting with my people, my customers, that was the only true way to lead. And because that book was already, you know, an older book, an existing book, and that was, 25 years ago, I'd hope that everybody else, all the other leaders, had understood that authenticity was everything when it came to leadership. But I know more and more that we still have a long way to go. Now, authenticity for me is someone who aligns their feelings, their thoughts, and their behaviours. So, you know, they're showing up and that they're naming what they're feeling, they're understanding it, they understand how that impacts their thoughts, and then they behave in a way that is congruent. It sounds simple, but actually it's really hard. Now, I've been working in this field for, 25 years, and that means all the way through I've had to work on myself. And I think, honestly, only in the last 5 years can I really say that I show up authentically. I thought I was doing it before, but if I'm honest with myself, being my authentic self, I have to admit I was probably only at maybe 60, 70%. What I know now is that my saboteurs were really holding me back, protecting me from the world by hiding my authentic self. I felt that constant hustle between how I was feeling on the inside and how I was showing up on the outside. I put my mask on, you know, got suited and booted, did my hair, put my lipstick on, did my power pose, because I wanted to appear perfect, in control and having all of the answers, especially when I was, you know, doing keynote speeches or showing up at a leadership gig or working with a new client for the first time. But inside, honestly, I was nervous. I was doubting myself. I was calling myself a fraud. Now, I know now that was my internal judge telling me I wasn't good enough, or that there were others out there who were far more intelligent or skilled or masterful than I was. My hyper-controller was telling me that I had to be right. I had to be in control of everything. I had to take the lead. Otherwise, I would be out of control. My hyper-achiever, well, it kept me working all the hours God sends, just so I could stay ahead of the game. Not doing the well-being stuff, not going to the gym, thinking if I just get this other email, if I just write another article, then I'll do my exercise. None of it was true. Now I recognize that in myself. I own it. And when these pesky saboteurs crop up, I spot them. When they raise their ugly heads, I try and bash them down. Now I know how to show up authentically. And I can't tell you, this podcast has called me to do it with every recording. I'm more empathetic, I think. I feel it. I'm more curious about people, about myself, about the world around me. I'm kinder. And I think I'm also more innovative as a result, because I, you know, seek to look for opportunities. I don't need to be in control. I don't need to have all of the answers or know everything. And I notice that I can connect deeper with my friends, my family, and my clients. I feel lighter. I speak up for what I believe in. Honestly, I've been tested this year with conversations around LGBTQ+, Black Lives Matter, female safety issues. I mean, we've had it all this year. And my journey on some of those topics has only just become visible to me. And I've been authentic, and I've entered into those healthy conflicts by speaking up and challenging behavior, words, attitudes. You know, but my saboteurs want me to be quiet, you know, make a good impression. But when I see an injustice or an ill behavior, I challenge it. I get curious. I try and understand the other person's point of view rather than sitting in judgment that I know better. You can catch up on past episodes like Rob Brady, who talks about mental health, and Mary Williams, who talks about leadership well-being. Coming up next, we have Michael Anderson, who talks about leading high-performance remote teams after years in software startups and scaling, and now his journey into spiritual leadership. So keep listening for more great leadership insights and hit that subscribe button. Now, at the weekend, I watched a great movie. It's a heavy movie, but it's called Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo. I keep saying Mark Ruffalo, but that's a whole other thing. But this was the perfect illustration of what happens when leaders choose to lead from saboteurs over authenticity. It told the story of how the DuPont Corporation knowingly poisoned its workers, its communities, and put its consumers' lives at risk. And honestly, you know, it's still going on, and, you know, with other organizations, and this is a very recent history. The corruption was deep. It was across multi-government agencies. And even when their behaviors were exposed, they continued to fight every claim in court rather than just owning it and saying, "I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I made a mistake and I'll put it right." Now, I hate to hear these stories because they hurt me on a deep level. You know, I feel like, oh, there's another one. It's still an uphill climb that we've all got to take. But then they also inspire me to keep doing the work that I do, to challenge leaders, to develop them, to help them be more authentic in other areas of their work and their lives. And then I see extraordinary stories of really great leaders doing right by themselves, by their people, by their communities and the world. I'm really hopeful when I see the younger generations, the millennials and Gen Z, speaking up about what really matters and being more conscious about their purchasing decisions, holding leaders to account for their behaviors and their decisions. Now, Jonathan said, people are looking for a leader who is prepared to stand forward and is prepared to say the right things, not because his books tells them to, but because it's from within them. They know and they feel that it's the right things to do, the right things to say, and at the right time. So being authentic, empathetic, human, caring leaders is the start of all this, whether it's a crisis or just life in general. So no matter how many crisis rehearsals you do, you can't role play authenticity. You actually have to be it. He spoke of the Boeing 737 MAX crisis when 300 people lost their lives in two air crashes. Boeing and its leadership team did not make the decision to ground its aircraft. The authorities, the aviation authorities, made that decision for them. Authentic leadership would have had the courage to make those decisions. Like Jacinda Ardern, who made some of the toughest decisions very early during the pandemic. She closed New Zealand's borders, took the financial hit on trade and industry, and spoke from the heart about why. Although this would damage the economy in short term, people's health would always be the priority. And like Marriott CEO Sorensen, who spoke to his people via a video 6 weeks into the crisis. His cancer treatment was visible by his lack of hair and his weight loss. But rather than hiding away, he spoke with truth and courage, sharing his treatment progress and then moving to talk honestly and candidly about the crisis, the facts, the reality and the hope. He wanted to be visible so his people could see him and he could feel like he really connected. And like Captain Tom Moore, who spoke with truth and honesty about his own illness and his dedication to supporting the AIDS workers. His work inspired the world, and his followers were able to find words to express their own feelings. They took action so that they could do something meaningful, and grew hope with his words by saying, "Tomorrow will be a good day." So whether you're in crisis, reinventing the business, hiring new people, or launching new products, whatever it is that you're at the moment, if you have humans in your business, if you have humans buying your products, if you have human relationships in your personal lives, practicing authenticity and slaying those saboteurs will help you be a better leader of your own life, and a better leader for those who follow you. So notice when your saboteurs are raising their ugly heads. Reframe your thinking and act consciously. And honestly, if you need help, get a coach, get a therapist, a good book, a mentor, a friend, because authenticity means knowing when you need a little bit of help. So yeah, I think I've been authentic today. Very mindful, very curious. And I just want you to, you know, challenge yourself, take a look at yourself and realize where you're playing small and where you could show up bigger in the world for you, yourself and the people around you. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, get the LeaderX book and learn how you can step up and lead with impact.